Hello again. Thank you to our alumni musicians, minus one, soon to be an alumnus, all right? Good. One of the advantages of attending Asbury is making lifelong friends. And as I talk with tons of my alumni friends, and I've actually heard from every member of the alumni board, I've been really impressed with how many of them picked a major, eventually, and kind of worked on a series of expectations for how their lives would work, how their careers would go, what would happen in their lives, kind of what it's going to be like in, you know, X number of years. And surprisingly enough, it surprised me, I think, because it wasn't the path I followed. The majority of the folks sitting down here, it worked. They chose a major. They're doing or have done pretty much what they expected. It worked true to form, and I applaud that. I think that's just great. The people up here who've come to sit and talk with us, we have a different story to tell. We picked a major. We had our plans. We charted it out. We were extremely diligent students, right? And you know, we had varying amounts of clarity on how this was going to work out. But you know, it's what you do in college. And the thing is, somewhere along the line, God surprised us with a real different life. I was a psychology major, and I did what psychology majors for the most part do. I went to graduate school. I got my first job out of my master's degree program as a clinical psychologist in a university setting. Just right. This is just the way it was supposed to work. Turns out my first boss was not a nice guy. And he was dismissed from that university. And I got out of there too. And I enrolled in a doctorate program. I thought, okay, that experience, you know, that was just a glitch. It was a glitch in the plan. But as it turned out, I was, you know, cooking along in my doctoral work and ran out of money. So I thought, okay, I moved to Atlanta. I got a job with Delta Airlines, only long enough to make enough money to, you know, save up, finish the doctorate, get back on the plan, psychology major, clinician in a university setting. I really liked it at Delta. And I stayed. And it was great. But I'll be honest with you, I had a lot of times when I thought, have I let God down? Or am I messing this up, you know, this plan that I thought was for me? Have I done something out of his path? But as it turned out, the last 8 years or so at Delta especially, I ended up using every smidgen of my psychology training, my clinical work, in developing some stuff for the airline industry, and it suddenly dawned on me, I'm exactly where God wanted me to be, right now, right here, and I hadn't figured that out for a long time. God had a surprise I never could have dreamed. So that's what we're talking about this morning. There's an old gospel tune that's titled, I Wouldn't Take Nothing for My Journey Now. Well, Me neither. What I'd like to do is find out from these folks how that has worked for them. Brandon, I'm going to start on the other end because they're prettier than you are. Aww. Cindy Falkenberg, what did you major in?
I majored in psychology.
All right, as it should be.
Yes.
And what were your plans?
Well, first you have to know that I am a plan ahead person. I am not a fly by the seat of your pants kind of person. I have a calendar and I stick to it. And so my husband, who was my fiance then, we had our lives planned. We were going to go to graduate school at the University of Texas. I was going to specialize in developmental psychology, and he was going into school psychology. But we had our first surprise when we arrived in Texas, and we found that life is very expensive. And so I decided that I would postpone graduate school so that we wouldn't be in debt. And yes.
I hear that.
So it helped that I was offered the first position at my first interview, and it was teaching preschool. And now you have to know that I was actually going to specialize in adolescence. And so preschool was something I had never even thought about working with children that young. And so that was also a big surprise that I loved it. I taught preschool for 4 years and ended up going back to school to get my teaching credentials from the University of Texas at Austin. So, and I taught elementary school. Then I became a stay-at-home mom for 10 years, never expecting to even necessarily go back to work. And then one day I walked into church and on a Wednesday night, and the director of Christian education approached me and said, "You know, we're adding a position at church for director of children's ministries." And I really thought she was telling me because she wanted me to be on the search committee or something. But she went on to give me a job description and said, ended up saying, "Would you like to do that?" And I said, "Well, let me pray about it." So I went home, talked to my husband, and we decided, you know, it was perfect for our family. It was a good time. Our children were in school. And so 4 years ago, I started as director of children's ministries. And I love it. It's perfect for me. It combines my psychology background and my education background. I work with children all the way from birth up through fifth grade. And I don't know that I could perform my position to the extent that I do if I did not have both psychology and education. So that's how the Lord kind of used my education. I think one of the things I want you to know is that, you know, you go to school for 4 years, and when you graduate, it's not the end, it's the beginning. And so it's, you know, one of those things that when Carol Sue called me, the Lord brought to mind Proverbs 3, 5, and 6. "Trust in the Lord with all your heart and lean not on your own understanding. In all your ways acknowledge him, and he will direct your paths." And, you know, that's who I want to have directing my paths, is the God of the universe. So
some twists and turns?
Some definite twists and turns, especially for the plan ahead person that I am. But I wouldn't have it any other way. It's, you know, I love what I do. I'm serving the Lord, and it's wonderful.
That's great. Kay Hayden, what did you major in?
I majored in elementary education.
And you've got some fans out here, I see. And what were your plans? What did you think your life would be like?
When I graduated, I had planned to teach school. I preferred to teach math because that was a love of mine, and PE was my second love. But between the two, I had hoped to get a job doing that and teach.
How'd it work?
Well, that plan lasted for about a year. I actually had a little bit of difficulties getting a teaching job. Then I did get a teaching job, and it was teaching social studies. Then I had the thing of marry my childhood sweetheart, someone I'd been dating since high school, and he moved me to a place called New Jersey, which at the time it was like, whoa, this is different. And I was in culture shock there. He had his job as an electrical engineer at AT&T, and I was in a three-room apartment knowing no one. And I didn't find out that I couldn't get a teaching job, let alone a substitute job, because I had to get, my degree had to transfer over to New Jersey and they had to approve it and do that so before I could even substitute teach. So I found myself staring at the walls and being the outgoing person that I am, that was a little bit more than I could take. So I decided, you know, I was going like, Lord, what am I going to do? I don't know anyone. I'm here in this foreign land, but since it's been home, I've been there for 25 years now, but wanted to do something, so enrolled in a community college to do something I always wanted to do, and that was to take calculus. I wanted to always wanted to take...
I'm sorry. you wanted to take calculus?
Yes. I love math,
sorry,
but what I didn't explain, and I took a computer science class, and I later went on to take statistics and more classes like that for fun.
For fun. Does anyone, who is in real serious counseling who could work with this woman?
But what you have to realize, and what I didn't realize at the time, is that my desire to be an elementary education teacher came because my mother was an elementary school teacher, and she was such a wonderful teacher, and she inspired me. But you know what? That was God's dream for her, and it ended up not being God's dream for me. And I was fulfilling her life by doing it, and he was really calling me to something different. So it led me on a pursuit of who I was and the gifts that God had given me, because I couldn't really teach calculus to elementary school age kids. But I did teach them economics, and I did do that in my sixth grade class. But I was always a driven person. I was always a person with a plan, and I was always going for a goal. And I was just on this pursuit to conquer and to do. And I had to sit back and say, Lord, what is it? Because here I was in a place, and I couldn't get a teaching job. I tried other jobs. I tried everything. And the doors kept closing. And I was going like, well, Lord, what am I going to do? You've called me for something. There's a purpose on my life. I know that. And the door opened up for me to go to school, and I started there. And from that, it led into me getting a co-op with AT&T in computer science. At the same time, I applied for graduate school. He opened up the door for me to get a full fellowship to go get my MBA. And it led me finally to a real love of mine, and that was to work internationally in marketing. And I've had all different types of jobs in between. Mm-hmm. I taught, I did computer science, I designed databases, I was a computer programmer, I worked in economic affairs, I did sales, and finally I got into international marketing, and I found that's where my love was.
Who would have expected with an elementary end?
And everywhere along the way, people kept saying, if you're a computer science person, first of all, they told me if I was an elementary education major, I wasn't supposed to be in business and computers. That just didn't compute. And then when I got in computers, they told me I wasn't supposed to be marketing because that didn't compute. But you know, God is different. He doesn't go by what we think or what we feel and what man thinks. And his wisdom is greater than our wisdom. So it confounded a lot of people. But really what got them is I finally got on this track in marketing. I was doing very well. I was moving up. I got into the stock bonuses and all of this. And I decided I wanted a family, had a kid, fell so in love with this little boy that you wouldn't believe, and then quit my job. And that blew them out of the water, because I was on the corporate ladder to go up, and I had people call me and say, did you fall off the back of a truck, hit your head? What are you doing? You're on your pathway up the corporate ladder. How dare you? What are you doing?
Surprise.
People have invested time, energy, money.
Yeah.
And you know what? My family didn't even understand it. My dad even said to me, a mind is a terrible thing to waste. What are you doing? But you know, the Lord called me to be a stay-at-home mom. And I've been that for the last 13 years.
And she tells us.
It.
She tells us, thanks. She tells us about these kids to the extent that I think we all love them too. That's great. Thank you, Kay. Jan Bidoff, what was your major?
Oh, guess what? Elementary ed.
Uh-huh.
I'm another one.
And what were your expectations?
Well, when I was in the sixth grade, believe it or not, I had a very creative teacher that had us write an autobiography of our great big lives. Sixth grade. And I remember writing in that autobiography that I wanted to be a teacher and a pastor's wife. That was because my mom was a pastor's wife and I wanted to be a teacher. So, but that stuck with me. And then upon entering Asbury in 1960, I did stick with my elementary ed major and graduated with that. And I remember that my first job, the principal interviewer asked me why I wanted to teach first grade and not some other grade. And I remember saying to her that I wanted to have the privilege of teaching a child to really get those books and read those books and love those books. And the other one was that I was at a place in first grade where I could teach children to love school, set them off right. So I got that job, and that was my goal. I loved teaching for the 4 years that I did so, but there was a fly in the ointment, and that is that while I was here, I fell in love with a guy who was a biology chemistry major, mm-hmm. Dr. Ray and Dr. Hammond, and so I thought, well, that's good, but the trouble is he's going overseas. And then further trouble is, he felt God calling him to missions. So leaving some scholarships behind and going across the street to the seminary, I then had to face, let's see, now where does that put me? Pastor's wife and elementary ed teacher. Am I just giving up my goals? Am I just giving up what I have felt in my heart that I wanted to be? But I obeyed God, and I felt that I really needed to marry him. I had been with an Asbury group way back when, overseas for a summer of missions work, and I got all the cobwebs out of my mind about being a missionary because I wanted to be a pastor's wife, but don't tell anybody, I didn't want to be a missionary. I had cobwebs in my brain about what that was. So that trip really helped me. And I solved a lot of that, and I got my heart right about it and felt like I had the courage to marry Howard. Because as it turned out, we went to Columbia, and we stayed there for 33 years. Raised our kids there. And all the while, I'm still thinking every once in a while about that autobiographical statement. Because when we went to Columbia, you just say that word, and what do you think? Drugs? Right. Cartels? Right. Violence? Yes. We had all the struggles. We lived through all the bombs. We lived through all the robberies. We had a major robbery. And probably the worst of all was that our 18-month-old baby was abducted. You hear about kidnappings in Colombia. And sometimes in all those struggles, you say, where is God and where are my goals and what importance does that even have? But you know what? We started some Bible studies in our home that multiplied and grew, and we outgrew our house with 68 people in the last time we were in our house, and so we rented another house and filled that house, and then we rented a supermarket, and we were just, like Blackaby says in his book, experiencing God, go where God is working, join him there, and we were just there to reap the harvest among university-level people, intellectual people, the upper-class people, where there was really no Christian word. At that time, there were just no Christians in the upper class of Columbia. And finally, we were able to purchase a lot and build a 5-story building and then finally a sanctuary. And we just watched God bless. Well, here's my husband doing all these Bible studies. And all of a sudden, it dawns on me, you know what? He's the pastor. Oh, guess what? That makes me the pastor's wife. We just kind of evolved into it. And it was wonderful. Then I thought, well, one of my roles is teaching. And what I was teaching were young adults, not young adults, all ages of adults, but educated adults. They would come on Tuesday nights with their attaches all dressed up, straight from work. They knew everything except the Bible. They had never opened the Bible. They had never studied God's word. They didn't know the Christian life. They were just traditional in their religion. And to see 50 people at a time in those 16-week classes, do you know anybody that goes to class for 16 weeks and sticks it out? And we did that over and over again, 50 at a time, 50 at a time, and just saw this mushrooming of people coming to Christ. And I would come home every Tuesday night and I'd say to Howard, oh, this was just so great. I love opening the Word of God to these people. I love just seeing their lives be transformed. What better place in the world is there to be? Meanwhile, the bombs and all this stuff going on around, but that's when God is working, right? When you're in the struggle. And one day, it was like a light bulb came on, Carol Sue. It just dawned on me that, right, the reason you love this, it's like first grade. It's the first grade of the Christian life. It was just cool. Terrific to be able to teach the people to love the Word of God and to show them that the Christian life was worth it. And the verse that has stuck with me, sort of been a strong verse for me all the way through, is Psalm 32:8. I will instruct you and teach you in the way that you should go. I will guide you with my eye.
Thank you, Jan.
Lots of surprises.
Chuck Cole, did you even have a major?
I did. And my friend next to me, Brandon, I'll save you the question for him. We both were secondary education majors, history majors. And I came here thinking I was going to be a Bible major, and my first quarter realized, boy, that's not a good idea for me. Most of my friends were asked to attend college at other places when I was here. And I ended up following, I was a fly-by-the-seat-of-my-pants person, very different from Cindy. And I ended up choosing my major because of a number of things, but mostly because I thought, hey, it'd be a great way to spend more time with my friends that were in history secondary education. So I was not highly motivated by academic pursuits. And there was a hair gene loss problem going through that department. That's
I see. Yeah.
Some of what was going on.
Now what he's been trying to explain to all of us is that it's just he's getting smarter and smarter and the brain is pushing the hair on out.
Exactly. But, right. Dr. McKinley was a mentor.
Yes.
But I wanted to, I didn't say, I don't know if I really wanted to teach, but I thought, yeah, teaching and coaching would be great. And I taught and coached for 7 years in three different states. I married Robin Watkins, who was also, she was a year ahead of me. She was gracious enough to marry me. And
and she says that openly.
Exactly. And life did not turn out as I had planned. I am now a headhunter. I'm self-employed. And I had no idea what a headhunter was. There was no majors for relationship management. And I wanted to just have friends when I was in school, basically. But that was pretty much the thought of my plans for life was how can I spend more time with my friends? And that's been positive in many ways. I still keep in touch. And there's Anna, I want to meet you afterward because I know your dad quite well. I don't want to embarrass you by saying your last name, but I hope to meet you after the service. I ran into Katie last night. So my friends have been rather critical. Brandon and I still keep in touch 25 years. We live 2 hours apart and still spend a great deal of time with each other's families.
So all the Annas are planning to come down to greet you. You're just going to pick one?
Exactly. Yeah. The one that hopefully. Uh-huh. Correct.
Well, how did you get from teaching the 7 years into headhunting? You skipped
I did not obey God very well through many of my years, and it made my wife crazy. And but fortunately, God is, as the song said, God is a redeemer, and he redeemed the lost years in that midsection and brought my heart. The hounds of heaven pursued me, and I am grateful that they did not give up. But yes, that poem, The Hounds of Heaven, has meant a great deal to me because God kept pursuing. And today, we live in Charlottesville, Virginia, which we had no connection to the area. But we honeymooned in Charlottesville. I was a history major and loved the history of the area. My wife was gracious enough and liked the area to go there. We live there now. I work as a self-employed headhunter. I do work primarily in Ohio, which is where we'd lived 18 years. And it gives me a great deal of freedom to have involvement with mission agencies. There's a mission agency that we're heavily involved with. And I see myself as a conduit. I've never been overseas, would love to, but those plans have been foiled every time I've looked to go. But we have people in our home from all over the world. Mm-hmm. And I've seen just wonderful things happen. A couple of years ago, we had a student from the University of Virginia who was from Ghana. He was just there on a one-year program. And, he wanted to go to a Bible study with me, so I'd pick him up. He couldn't drive, so I'd pick him up, take him with me. And at our table, there was a chiropractor there. And the chiropractor had an interest in missions and this relationship developed between the two of them. He's been to Ghana on a couple of occasions. One of his partners is going to Ghana to set up a program there. And the student is now, instead of pursuing a PhD in biology, he's decided to come back to the U.S. and get a degree in, is it chiropractic? I'm not a science guy. Uh-huh. But anyway, he's going back to, or coming back and wants to go back to Ghana because he's seen what God has done through the life of this chiropractor. And so I see myself as a conduit. I've never been to the front lines, but I've been fortunate and blessed to be pursued by the Lord who sent the hounds of heaven after my heart. And now we have found our purpose in Charlottesville, Virginia, the past 4 years.
Interesting that he majored in relationships in college, and now that's what you're doing, majoring in relationships. Brandon Johnson, what did you major in?
Eventually, I majored in history education, but whatever your major is out there, I had it for at least a week.
I wanted him to go through.
From pre-med to phys ed, it was all in there. And I'd love to tell you I had some burning desire to be a school teacher, and that really wasn't it. But it seemed like everybody else was doing it, and some of my friends, such as Chuck. It's a common theme here. So I ended up doing that. And when I left here, I did end up teaching school for a couple of years. But I fell in love when I was here, too. It was with the college lifestyle. And I decided that after working a little bit that grad school seemed like a much better option than working. So I attended to get a master's degree and go on to be a college administrator. And I went to the University of Vermont, which is kind of a fun place to go to school if you like outdoor sports, and ended up staying there much longer than the program and decided that, you know, I had my parents really were pushing me, you got to get out of college and get a job. So I did. I went back to teaching and actually had a chance after this was my third year of teaching by now, and they offered me a vice principal job, and I went down and met with our vice principal, and I realized that he hated his job more than anybody in the school because all he did was discipline kids all day, and I thought, there's no way I'm going to do that. So I went to law school, and there's not a lot of rhyme or reason to this story, but most of it's true. And I never, ever thought I would go to law school because I thought you had to be smart to go to law school. And I found out that you don't have to be. So I attended law school and left there and got a job. I was a federal prosecutor for a while. And then actually another guy that was another sort of in the same mode as Chuck and I, he lived down the floor from me over in Johnson, Maine. He's my law partner now, and I don't think anybody ever would have predicted that we would be a law firm. but it's actually turned out pretty well, so it's been good.
You can see that God had all kinds of surprises for us all along the way, and it could turn out for you that what you've majored in or going to major in, that your path goes right true to form, and that's wonderful. the important part is, if it doesn't, if life happens, the important thing is being available to God and figuring out with God where the center of His will is. That's what we've done, okay? Lived a little more at the moment and sometimes feeling good about that and sometimes not. But God is, God has a vision. John, will you come up and lead us in a hymn that I particularly like for this, and that's Be Thou My Vision. Thanks.